Welcome to Unmasked and Thriving, the podcast. My name is TD. I am your host. Here's to episode 2 of Toxic Ambition, titled The Ladder That Leads Nowhere. There is a particular silence that comes after achieving everything. A degree, the car, the house, the corner office. But then, why does it still feel like something is missing? Today, this episode is about toxic ambition, the kind that wears a suit, smiles for photos, climbs all the right ladders, and then looks down and wonder if the ladder was leaning against the wrong wall all along. Let's begin here. Ambition is not bad. It's sacred to dream, to stretch, to grow. But ambition divorced from purpose becomes performance. And performance without rest becomes anxiety and becomes slavery. So many of us confuse the ambition with identity. We don't just work jobs, we become them. We don't just chase goals, we attach our worth to them. But what happens when the job ends, when the title changes, and when the applause fades? Here's what no one tells you. Burnout doesn't just come from overwork. It comes from misaligned work, from running hard in a direction that doesn't feel true to you. What is toxic ambition? It's the constant striving for more without asking why. It's the inability to pause, because rest feels like failure. It's tying your self-worth to titles, status, or salary. It's measuring life by external benchmarks rather than internal peace. How do you know if you are on a toxic ambition treadmill? Ask yourself, if no one ever clapped for this, would I still be doing it? Am I afraid of slowing down or of what I'll hear in the silence? Am I chasing this because it brings me joy or because it earns me approval? So how do we unlearn it? How do we climb off the ladder? Name the lie, number one. The lie that says, if you rest, you are lazy. If you change paths, you failed. If you don't win, you don't matter. Number two, redefine success. Success is a life aligned with what matters to me. Not them, not society, you. Number three, learn to sit with yourself. Turn off the noise and follow the comparison. Let silence introduce you to your soul again. Number four, create space for values, not just goals. Ask yourself, what do I want my life to feel like? Not just what I want it to look like. You were never meant to be a machine. You were meant to live. And living isn't always linear. It is not a resume. It's joy, presence, faith. It's breath. If the climb is killing you, it's okay to calm down. You are not less worthy because you chose peace over pressure. Let's meet again next time.
Thanks for joining us on Unmasked and Thriving. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone carrying silent grief or sacred fire. Subscribe, review, come back next week. Come walk with us in the abundance, authority, and victory of eternal life.